Welcome to the podcast, The Patient's Voice. Does it matter? This is a place where your voice will always matter to me. Healthcare is complicated, so I wanted to create a space where we will discuss tips, hot topics, provide resources, have guest speakers who are experts in the healthcare industry, or real patients sharing their patient experience in hopes to help you navigate any healthcare setting. I want to focus on you, the patient, and discuss issues that matter to you in an open and transparent way. I'm your host, Krista Hughes, the founder and CEO of Hughes Advocacy, in which I am a board-certified patient advocate. I have a passion for patients. Let's be the change together. So welcome back, friends. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about being misdiagnosed. As always, I'm going to start the show with a What Would You Do segment. Then we will transition into Let's Talk About It. And finally wrap up the show where I will provide you tips and how to make your voice matter in this situation. So let's get started. I had a client in their 60s reach out to me to assist them with finding new doctors as they feared their healthcare team was dismissing him. They were also interested in finding doctors that would explore different chemo options as the medications were too expensive and or were there any clinical trials. The patient had a blood cancer diagnosis. The patient lives in a very rural part of the state and has to drive an hour to get to their doctor's appointments. What would you do when you later found out you never had cancer? So let's talk about it. Now, I'm not a doctor or a nurse, but as an advocate, part of my passion is helping patients get the medical care they need and deserve. I believe our health is like a puzzle, and if all the pieces are not fitting, something is wrong. So in this particular case, as an advocate, I completed intake information and probing questions regarding the patient's concerns. So below is what I, as the advocate, discovered. So the patient saw a doctor that diagnosed him with blood cancer. They started them on chemo once a week in the doctor's office with a 30-day supply. After 15 days of taking this oral chemo medication, they got pneumonia and were put in the hospital. The hospital discharged them and told them they were fine without any treatment. He told the hospital he was still sick and did not want to be discharged, but they did it anyway. He went to see his cardiologist, who did an x-ray, a chest x-ray. And there it was discovered that the patient had double pneumonia and so was put back into the hospital. The pulmonologist in the hospital did not get involved with the care of this patient for an entire week. Finally, they did a bronchoscopy, which resulted that the patient had a bacterial infection. Remember us talking about sepsis in the last episode? They were discharged after 2 weeks and now sent home with oxygen. They also put him on prednisone. Since being on this prednisone, his sugar was out of whack, and not taking that into consideration, they now decided he was diabetic and put him on insulin. He also had a yeast infection in his mouth, as well as a urinary tract infection. He felt poorly, and he still thought the pneumonia was not cleared, even while on prednisone. His normal blood pressure range always runs low, so always know what your normal blood pressure is. His runs low. However, what did they do? They dismissed him and continued to put him on blood pressure medication. They told him that they wanted his systolic rate to stay at 90. They felt that was too low, and so by doing this, he was extremely dizzy and tired. So I asked, do you think the prednisone might be causing your diabetes, as this patient had never been a diabetic? So after the intake and asking all these questions and listening to the medical history and what all had transpired, I recognized several red flags and encouraged the patient to get second opinions with all new doctors, an oncologist, a pulmonologist, a primary care, and an endocrinologist for the diabetes. The oncologist saw the patient and immediately ordered new labs, a PET scan, and a bone marrow biopsy. The results revealed in the PET scan, there were no lesions. His bone marrow was negative, and the patient never had blood cancer. Therefore, he never needed chemo. The endocrinologist reported that the patient did not have diabetes and did not need to be on medication or insulin. Also, it revealed the patient did not have pneumonia and did not need to be on prednisone, which was, in fact, causing his sugar levels to be high. So as a result, the prednisone had to be tapered off and the patient was taken off the diabetic medication. Now, unfortunately, this medication errors, the misdiagnosis, the unnecessary chemo caused this person to have other serious health issues that now needed to be addressed. There was no care coordination at all with this patient, nor was there any shared decision making. So now it's time to talk about tips on how to make your voice matter in situations like this. First of all, I always tell all my clients, listen to your gut. Your gut's always right. You know, doctors might have a PhD in their specialty, but you have a PhD when it comes to your body. You need to push and demand for answers. Get second or third opinions. Call an advocate. Was there any empathy? Was this client denied care? Were they dismissed? Were they apologized to? You've got to start reporting these instances to the hospital. This is decline of patient safety. And I'm going to talk about that at length in another episode soon. This has got to stop, and all of this was preventable. So here are some discussion questions that, in my opinion, healthcare leaders should answer for patients when they're misdiagnosed. The patient was misdiagnosed with cancer that they did not have. What are some possible reasons why this preventable medical diagnostic error occurred? Next, can you suggest healthcare system process improvements? Can you identify what went well and what went wrong for this patient? What could have been done to prevent this from occurring so that it doesn't happen to other patients in the future? What does a patient do if they do not have an advocate to assist them in preventing medical harm? What if a patient, their caregiver, or the advocate do if they file a complaint and then get lied to? And because they brought up this error and were lied to, there's further harm. How do you make leadership accountable? What if the hospital had listened to this patient's concern and hadn't discharged before the pneumonia was treated? This infuriates me. This is an early discharge. What if the patient's healthcare team actually all got together, coordinated his care, discussed all the treatments, all the imaging, lab work, medications? What if they had actually listened to this patient? The sad thing is, they don't want us to know. There's no transparency or accountability. And I'm going to be discussing accountability and transparency at length in another show. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I think all healthcare systems need to be accountable. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Make sure you check out any resources in the show notes. And as always, thank you for listening to The Patient's Voice. Does it matter? If you enjoyed the show, make sure you follow, share, rate, review, subscribe me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And also reach out to me if you or your loved ones need help navigating the healthcare with any patient advocacy questions or concerns you might have. Be sure to come back next time. I'm not sure what the topic's going to be yet. There's so much patient safety and harm issues going on right now, and it's all in the news, so it's going to be a surprise. Until then, this is Krista Hughes, and don't forget, I have a passion for patients. So let's be the change together.